News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
53106, if you view our 087-1400-106. Well, we were hearing there from Joe about the impact on the cost of oil going north of $108 a barrel and likely to stay there for several years, according to a Goldman Sachs analysis. Charlie Weston is with us, and he's been looking at how this is trickling through to the price of domestic energy and gas prices. He, of course, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. Charlie, what have you discovered?
It's not good news, I'm afraid, Anton. This will eventually, if it stays like this, that the damage to the energy plants in the Gulf is really bad news for us, particularly that Qatar one. It's called Ras Laffan. It is one of the biggest gas export facility in the world. It processes and exports about 20% of the world's LNG, liquefied natural gas. And of course, you know, the Strait of Hormuz could open tomorrow, and ships could move. But if the infrastructure is damaged, that means, you know, it there's nothing to move, really. There's nothing to ship. And the Qataris are saying it could take 3 to 5 years to repair the damage done to this facility. It comes after the Israelis attacked what's called South Pars, a big gas plant in Iran. The Iranians responded and sent bombs or missiles at this Ras Laffan facility. So what that means, the eventual outcome there is that has sent gas prices, wholesale gas prices, shooting up. They're now double what they were before the crisis, before this conflict broke out.
And what will that mean for the
high
pocket of the punter?
That'll feed into higher bills, unfortunately. It won't happen immediately because these companies tend to buy gas in advance, but we use about 50% to generate electricity in this country. About 50% of what we use is gas. So half of the generation is from gas, and that will feed into, this higher wholesale gas price will feed into electricity and gas prices. You could be looking at an increase in annual electricity bills of €800, and you could be looking at an increase in gas bills over a year of about €700. That's calculations made by Dara Cassidy of bonkers.ie, based on, if gas prices have doubled, wholesale gas, they're up about 103%, it wouldn't be unreasonable for gas companies to increase prices by 40 to 50% on the back of that, because if their input has gone up through the roof, they will pass that on. Now, they can absorb some of it, but they're unlikely to do that, unfortunately. So it could mean a very expensive winter for us, because they're probably, by the end of the summer, early winter, they'll start assessing where they are in terms of the cost of the gas that they have to use to generate electricity. And then they'll decide that the consumers were going to have to pay more. So it's not great.
Not good news. Charlie Weston, thank you very much. That is Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.